They're all none, thank you.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Okay, our next item is the approval of the minutes of the November 17, 2022 meeting revised, January 12, 2023, and January 26, 2023.
And Mr. Chairman, unless there were any changes, they would be as circulated. The November 17th revised minutes were to correct a typo that staff had subsequently found.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
Amended.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public comment period. This is your opportunity to come up and talk to us about anything that is related to what we do. Okay, so it has to be something related to planning and zoning and what planning and zoning does. But it cannot be about any specific application. So it has to be sort of a general comment, and you will have 3 minutes to make that comment. Is there anyone who would like to speak? Come on up. Give us your name, sir. You may have...
Ray Griffiths. And what I'd like to speak about is in the reference to property 109, A, where they're wanting to put a water treatment plant.
Hold on, hold on. I just got done saying can't be about a specific application.
So you talk about something in
general.
You talk
about generally.
Generally, I don't like or want.
But you will get a chance to speak on that application.
Okay. Well, I'll wait my turn.
Okay.
At every application, you would be given the opportunity to speak. Yeah, I'm sorry. We should make that clear. I'm sorry. That's my mistake. So if anybody would like to speak about something in general, but not specifically on our agenda today, but you so because you'll be able to speak on that later. Anyone else? General comment? Okay. Are you coming to speak or are you just coming to sit?
Oh, okay. I'm already here.
Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to make a public comment today?
There is anyone on the line who would like to make a public comment? Please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line who would like to make a public comment, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is someone who wishes to speak.
All right, so thank you. Okay, that concludes our public comment period. Moving on, our next item is a demonstration of document management system. Okay. Mr. Whitehouse.
All right. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. I won't take too much of your time with this. On Tuesday, staff presented to County Council the new document management system and provided an overview of our progress in building it and working with our third-party vendor. Council was satisfied enough to allow us to launch it on Tuesday, and it was launched on our website on Tuesday. So for members of the public watching online and in the room, this is a new way of interfacing with documents and viewing documents that have been submitted for land use applications. Every document that comes in for a land use application now in the P&Z office is scanned and uploaded to our new system, and we create files, electronic files that allow you to view them. It is different to how the Commission's seen them before. You'll see them on our website at the moment. You will see that there will be a single document with hundreds and sometimes thousands of pages where you have to scroll through. Now it's very different. So when you go to the land use docket, and then when we send, in the future, when we launch this to Commission members, we will send you the links to access the case files here. But the public can go onto the website and they can navigate. And the whole thinking with this was an airport departure board. That that was the vision. So you come onto the landing page and it shows you a calendar, and you can go back, you can go forward, you can look at previous months, you can look at future months, and you can see what's coming up. But if you click on a specific date, so the yellow dots are Board of Adjustment cases, the blue dots are County Council public hearings, and the red dots are Planning and Zoning Commission. And if you click on any date, it will show you what's coming up. So you can look at tonight, for example. And if you click on any particular application, so this is one that you're going to hear this evening, you will see a map showing where it is. You'll see application information, and you'll see the meeting it's being considered at, and you will see comments that have been submitted. So this is a new ability that the Commission has. You can view comments individually instead of viewing them as a packet. You can click on them, you can sort them by name, and you click on them, and it shows you the comments that have been submitted. And also, if you're looking for a particular document now, you can click on documents, and it allows you to search. You can refine by date, you can refine by type, you can refine by subtype. If you wanted to search, for example, just for maps, for example, you can type the word map, and it will filter that and just show you the maps. And instead of going through that large packet now, you just click on the document and it opens a new window and it shows you that document. So it allows you to go through them much more easier than you did before. And if you want to remove a filter, you can just remove a filter over here and it shows you all of the documents received. Comments are filtered separately. The big change that you'll see in terms of your agenda, if you go into our website today, this is how your packet looks. This is how you get to the paperless packet, and you have an agenda and you have one large packet document, and then you have packets for each individual application. The thinking is behind the system now is to use something called agenda management. And what this does is that it creates exactly the same agenda that you have right now, but it creates hyperlinks to individual documents. So on your agenda this evening, you have the first item of the business that has a plan, and it has subsequent documents, and you can click on that plan and you can access it straight from the agenda. And our thinking is to share this link to this page to the commissioners as part of your packets. So you'd be able to view them in a web, any web browser, you'd be able to view the documents. But then when it comes to public hearings, if I was to pick, for example, if I pick CU2349, you'll be able to see those documents on the right when you click. So if you click the hyperlink above the agenda item, it shows you the submitted documents and maps. It filters the public comments separately, but if you click public comments, it brings you back to that page and it lets you view those public comments that have been submitted. So it's intelligent. There's different ways to access the same document, but we think this is a lot easier for you to access your packet. It's far more interactive. And then, that's essentially it, though.
Okay, so if we're looking at, say, site plans, mm-hmm. would we be able to click on that and see where, like, it was approved before? If there were, like, we're checking, like, wait, wasn't there something that was supposed to happen on this one? And then we could,
correct. So if you're looking at a particular item, this is how you get to that particular item. If you're looking for something else and you're looking to undertake research to see what else was approved, you can click on this docket search button up here. This allows, and this is really useful for anyone researching a particular area, this allows you to look in real time at what is in, what's pending. You could remove pending, for example, or you could remove the year, and you can filter results. So if you wanted to look at if you were to look at all change of zone applications in the last 5 years, you just turn a filter on and it opens all these map points. So if you're interested in a particular area, okay. You can click on these map points, and if I just pick one at random, it will show a change of zone application. This is CZ 1749, and if there is an electronic file, it will take you to that page. This is probably one that this was 2014 application. So this one, we haven't back scanned the documents yet, but at least you can see where the application was, right. And you can see its status and you can see its reference number. And you could do that for other applications like subdivisions, for example. So it allows you to zoom in. If you're not looking for a particular calendar date and you're just looking at a particular area, you can zoom in and you can search on particular areas and you can filter all of that. The aim is to eventually back scan everything back to 1970, but that is going to take a while. So.
Yes.
Can I ask a favor just for my own benefit, maybe the commissioners? Can you start, like, you've opened up your computer and you've gone to the county website?
Correct.
I know, like, you had the agenda with the hyperlinks in it, yep. And I don't know where that is.
Go to the county homepage.
Yeah, just start from there.
So if you're on the homepage, we've put this. If you hover over the business tab, yeah. And then you go over to planning and zoning, and you click that link there. On the left in the navigation, there's land use application docket right there. And if you click that, it brings you right to the airport departure board, and that's how you get in. And then you can search from there.
Now, where did you get to the one that looks like the agenda? That's the one I have it from.
So the way to get into that is to, you look at, if you're looking at an individual date, and we're going to share those hyperlinks directly to the commission, because that's how the commission get to it. But if you're looking at an item for this evening, for example, and you're looking down here, there's a link to the meeting details. So the thinking is, at the moment, if you go onto our website and if you look at meeting details, it will bring you here. The plan is, when you click that, it's going to bring you here. So right now, there's two links on every application on this afternoon, because we kind of moving to a new way of doing things. Eventually, the way of doing things is to do it this way.
Okay, so that's not live yet, this one is what I'm hearing.
This tonight's meeting is live for this, for the purposes of this demonstration.
Okay. Because it still takes me back to the old way when I click on that meeting.
Correct.
And that's what I wanted to make sure I was...
And that's a good point, Ms. Robinson makes. We're actually running two systems in parallel right now, but the aim is to discontinue that first system. So we will send you a hyperlink for each meeting that will bring you here, and you'll be able to access your documents here. So, and that's essentially it. I mean, I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. It's probably going to take some trial and error, I think, in terms of. Right.
Clicks on somebody goes to Sussex County government, whatever.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you. Right now, it'll say tonight's, you'll have a link for the meeting, it'll take you to that one page.
Correct.
In the future, it'll have a link to that meeting, and it'll take you to this calendar where they can click, so it's still easy to find. They don't have to know to go to planning and zoning and go to the dockets.
Correct. So you'll be able to access it if you go back to the...
Okay. I just want to make sure we didn't, you know, right. I didn't want somebody saying, hey, you're trying to hide things from us.
Correct. If this is our homepage, the aim is to get from our homepage here. That's the next step. Although we launched on Tuesday and it's online and folks have been accessing it, it's the navigation to get there from the homepage is still being built. So.
Sweet.
The other thing that Mr. Whitehouse explained to council, that's a component of this for the public, is that it shows, he showed it a second ago, like comments that come in, they're categorized by in favor of, in opposition to, or neutral. But it also, there's an ability for people to, when they go to the specific application, provide their own comments through this website. In other words, without having to mail it in or email it. And actually, once they do that, then it would automatically be linked in.
That's good.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Ms. Robertson's correct. I actually forgot to mention that. Once you're viewing comments, if you want to add comments, you click this button over here.
So you'll be able to scroll down and you'll be able to see all the opposition comments itemized, know how many there are, what they say. You just click on it, it opens up that one, as opposed to 575, you know, pages of whatever.
Yeah. Right.
You'll be able to see ones in favor of, and then agency comments are itemized.
Correct.
Everything. So.
And
that's great.
A new feature is we ask members of the public when commenting to please tell us if you're in support or if you're neutral or if you're in opposition. That helps with counting. So at the moment, we have to manually go through every comment and try and work it.
Are they required to leave a name and address?
Correct. So at the moment, it's set up with a phone number, name, and email address. The address bar is actually to be added in the next few days. So,
right.
So.
Outstanding.
It's great.
Yeah, it's going to be a big improvement.
Yeah.
I think so. Excellent. Very nice, and I'm sure this has taken a lot of work.
As we roll it out, Mr. Chairman, we're going to look at your devices because this is in a web browser interface. We want to look at the speed of your devices and see if they might need a refresh based on how fast this moves. We certainly don't want you pausing to download documents. So that's the next step. He's going to look at that. So.
Yeah. Refresh would be good, and I wouldn't mind one that weighed about half as much as this one does.
I think they've moved it on quite a bit in the last few years, so we'll definitely be looking at that. So that's all I have, thank you. Unless
all
you
right,
have any questions.
Thank you very much.
The good news is, though, I think with all this, you know, I don't know, even on my laptop, it has a tendency when you try to bring it up, it crashes so much.
Well, mine crashes.
You only will bring it up one item, so it shouldn't crash anymore.
Yeah.
That's the best news.
That's good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, moving on to other business. Our first item of other business is site plan 22-39, Southern Delaware Medical Center, LLC, conditional use number 2316, final site plan and landscape plan.
This is a final site plan and landscape plan for Southern Delaware Medical Center, LLC, CU
2316 for the construction of a two-story, 31,600 square foot building for medical and professional uses and other site improvements. At their meeting of Tuesday, September 27, 2022, the Sussex County Council approved a conditional use for multiple parcels through conditional use number 2316 for the use of medical and professional office spaces. The change was adopted through ordinance number 2888. At their meeting of Thursday, December 15th, 2022, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary site plan with final approval to be set by commission. A condition was set that interconnectivity along the east property line was to be more accessible and not have any intrusion from the landscape buffer. The property is located on the southeast side of Shady Road, Route 276, 0.14 mile northeast of the intersection of Shady Road and Plantations Road, Route 1D. The final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 511.02, 511.06, and 513. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. However, we have not received a TID agreement. There are also concerns regarding the cross-access agreement. Staff are requesting final approval contingent upon receipt of all TID documents and clarification regarding the access agreement.
That makes sense. All right, so I will make a motion to approve the final site plan and landscape plan for site plan 22-39, Southern Delaware Medical Center, LLC, conditional use 2316, with final to be by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals, the TID information, and the cross access easement, correct?
Yes.
They got it.
Agreement, yes.
Agreement, thank you.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to grant final site plan and landscape plan approval to site plan 22-39, Southern Delaware Medical Center, LLC, conditional use number 2336, subject to the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan number 2245, Lands of Reed Ventures, LLC, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of a two-story, 15,840 square foot building with retail and office space, a 1,275 square foot proposed drive-through restaurant, parking, and landscaping along Route 1. The parcel is 1.65 acres, more or less, and is located on the southwest side of Coastal Highway Route 1 in the combined highway corridor overlay zone. The property is also within the Hennepin Transportation Improvement District. The applicant has submitted a letter requesting parking to be proposed within the front setback. The revised preliminary site plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcels 334, District 334, Map 6, Parcel 479, Zoning C1, General Commercial District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made, subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
I had one thing, a couple things on this one. Because I saw they have a 6-foot fence along the back, which backs up to Maple Drive, which I understand that goes into somebody's neighborhood. I would just like to have on that fence some kind of gate. If there is an emergency that we need to be able to get back there, they can open that and get through from that parking lot to Maple Drive back to, what's the name of the neighborhood there?
Sandy Bray,
thank you. I got Shady Grove on my head and couldn't get out, Sandy Bray. Or the other way around, if somebody has to get out that way. So I meant to go there today to check to see if there were plantings along there, but either way, that's one of the things I would like to see.
We can do that. I can ask them. Yep.
So, does anybody have any issues with that? I understand that they've got parking in the front setback, which you know I don't care for, but they've got it. They are trying to, there's space there to upgrade the road still, correct? If they need to put in more turn lanes and
yeah
stuff.
I think sufficient, the right of way is sufficient,
yeah.
And the issue also is I think that there's that the precedent's already been set in that area.
Yeah, well, you know my thoughts on that, so
yeah, I understand.
Okay, so other than the safety issues that I'm concerned with on the fencing in the back, that I'll make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan for site plan 22-45 Lands of Reed Ventures LLC with, still final be by staff?
Yes, as long as they meet those conditions.
Okay. Final be by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals and working out those issues.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for site plan 22-45 Lands of Reed Ventures LLC with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals and the resolution of the other issues stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2019-29 Scenic Manor Subdivision. Request to revise conditions of approval in relation to hours of site work.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request to amend conditions of approval of the final subdivision plan for Scenic Manor 2019-29 as approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, September 21st, 2022. On January 6, 2023, staff received a formal request to amend condition J of the plan's approval. The applicant requests that condition J requiring construction, site work, and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. Be amended to permit working hours of 7 a.m. through 6 p.m. on Monday through Friday. This AR1 cluster subdivision contains 319 single-family lots on 166.83 acres, more or less, and is located on the east and west side of Mulberry Knoll Road, Sussex County Road 284, approximately 270 feet north of Stardust Drive. Tax parcel is District 334, Map 18, Parcel 43. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District.
Make a motion to approve the request for a change in amendment to the conditions of approval to 2019-29 Scenic Manor, formerly known as States at Mulberry Knoll.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to grant the request to revise conditions of approval in relation to the hours of site work for subdivision 2019-29 Scenic Manor Subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Lank Farm District, the Edwin LLC, site plan 22-10-304, consideration of Agricultural Preservation District.
The State of Delaware Department of Agriculture has notified the Planning and Zoning Department of a new proposed agricultural preservation district submitted to the Delaware Agricultural and Lands Preservation Foundation. The new proposed APD comprises 229.38 acres to be located on the north and south side of Obier Road at the corner of Obier Road and Neal's School Road. Tax parcels District 533, Map 5, Parcel 6, and the zoning's AR1 Agricultural Residential District.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Lank Farm District, Edwin LLC, S2210304, I move for approval of the consideration of Agricultural Preservation District.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to grant favorable consideration to the Agricultural Preservation District for Lank Farm District, Edwin LLC, site plan 22-10-304. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Say aye twice.
Sure.
Yeah, aye again. Do it.
Carried. Very well. Carried. Our next item is Lands of Irby, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot to consist of 1.828 acres more or less, with residual land to consist of 5.77 acres more or less. The proposed lot will have frontage to Radish Road, while the residual lands will be accessed through a 50-foot access easement. The property is located on the south side of Radish Road, Sussex County Road 338, approximately 0.25 miles southwest of Hickory Hill Road in Millsboro. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcel is District 133, Map 20, Parcel 49.25. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential. Staff are awaiting agency approvals and would request final approval by staff upon the receipt of those agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to Lands of Herb, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement for Lands of Herb with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Lands of Gibbons Trustees, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot to consist of 2.075 acres more or less, with residual land to consist of 19.26 acres more or less. The proposed lot will be located off a 12-foot paved drive and a 50-foot access easement. The property is located on the south side of Baker Mill Road, Sussex County Road 483, approximately 0.44 miles west of Fleetwood Pond Road in Seaford. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcels District 231, Map 17, Parcel 40, the zoning's AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan's eligible for preliminary and final.
Did you say that you are in receipt?
Yes, sir, we are.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Lands of Givens Trustee, I move for approval of minor subdivision off 50-foot easement.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for Lands of Gibbons Trustees as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Lands of Ponderosa Acres LLC, minor subdivision off of a 15-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 61.47 acre plus or minus parcel into one lot and residual lands with access off an existing 15-foot ingress egress access easement. The plan also proposes to both reconfigure and lengthen the existing easement to 906 feet. A cul-de-sac has also been provided in accordance with Chapter 99 street design standards, which are required for dead-end streets greater than 300 feet in length. Proposed Lot 9 consists of 1 acre more or less, and the residual lands consist of 60.47 acres more or less. The property is located on the north side of Johnson Road, Sussex County Road 207, and the east side of Route 113, DuPont Boulevard. A shared-use maintenance agreement shall be established for use of the shared access drive. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 130, Map 6, Parcel 113.04. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 15-foot easement for Lands of Ponderosa Acres LLC with final fee by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 15-foot easement for Lands of Ponderosa Acres LLC with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right. Moving on to old